And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall, and it's now my great pleasure to welcome to the studio a legendary blues musician, Guy Davis. He's in town to headline the Common Ground on the Hill Roots Music and Arts Festival, which takes place tomorrow at the Carroll County Farm Museum in Westminster. Guy is no stranger to the festival. He's been teaching and performing at Common Ground for 23 years. He's also this year's recipient of the Robert H. Chambers Award for Excellence in the Traditional Arts, an award that he shares with some pretty bold-faced companies. People like Jose Feliciano, Pete Seeger, Richie Havens, and Odetta are past recipients. We are broadcasting this on Facebook Live, so come to the WIPR Facebook page so you can hear and see Guy Davis. It is a real honor to meet you, sir. Thank you for coming in.
Tom, thanks for having me.
And Walt Michael is here as well. He's the founder and executive director of Common Ground on the Hill. He's a hammered dulcimer virtuoso and an internationally acclaimed expert in the traditional arts. Walt, it's always good to see you, sir.
Great to be here. And today I'm the driver.
You're the driver. Yeah. That's right. You play many roles. That's right. So Guy Davis, you are no stranger, as I said, to Common Ground. I mean, you have been coming to this festival for a long, long time. What is it about Common Ground on the Hill that attracts you every year?
It's a place where people connect not only with each other, but with themselves. We don't just do music. We encourage communication. There's lots and lots of communicating going on here.
There is indeed. And you have been nice enough to bring your guitar in. And I just wonder if we could impose upon you to play us a tune, because you got a lot of fans out there, and it'd be great to hear you play some.
Well, I'd like to do a tune from my Kokomo Kids CD called Taking Just a Little Bit of Time. When I come down to Common Ground, I think of myself as doing just that. I like to spend time in the country, city ain't for me. Put down my phone, go out alone, and I let my spirit be. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. Now you folks at home can sing along. I like to go by the river, sit on the banks all day. With a pole and a line, nothing on my mind, I can hear what the catfish say. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. I like to take my shoes off, go barefoot on the ground. I take a gander at a little salamander and I watch him getting around. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. Taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. Banjo and walk the railroad track. I walk all day for miles and miles. I don't care when I get back. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby. Taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby. Taking just a little bit of time. I'm gonna dedicate this verse to my good friend Walt Michael now. I keep whiskey in my pocket. Sometimes I make it gin. Sometimes I tote a keg of beer, it depends what mood I'm in. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby, taking just a little bit of time. In the city, folks are in a hurry, and I gotta get out their way. In the country, I go wandering, I won't see a soul all day. Taking just a little bit of time, baby. Taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby. Taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby. Taking just a little bit of time. I'm taking just a little bit of time, baby. Taking just a little bit of time.
Guy Davis, taking a little bit of time to sing us a beautiful tune. Thank you so much, Guy. That's just great. Just terrific.
You're most welcome. I get very inspired coming to Common Ground because people encourage you to write songs, and I'm feeling it.
Yeah, you're feeling it. So, and there's such a joy in that. There's just such an ebullience about it, which is just, you know, and in Walt Michael, in this era of incredible political polarity. I mean, 23 years ago, you had the notion to start something and quite purposely called it Common Ground on the Hill. Yeah. I mean, this is all about coming together, this festival. And it's not just the festival of performances tomorrow. You guys have been at this for a couple weeks already doing teaching and stuff. Tell us about the sort of the totality of what this project is.
Yeah, well, we're in residence at McDaniel College in Westminster. And what we do is teach traditions, whether it be art, music, dance, film. And the idea is that we think that within traditions are these great truths, because they come down, they're handed down from time to time, from generation to generation, and the bad stuff falls off to the side, or the stuff that's not so good, but the good stuff through that oral tradition stays, and it has this truth. And we look for intersecting moments of truth between cultures. You know, how do we talk to each other? How do we break down those barriers? And so we also have a whole lecture series that gets at that. So it's, you know, music, dance, art, film, and lecture that's informing those traditions.
And Guy Davis, as a guy who knows a lot about the traditions of the blues, the traditions of world music and traditional music, it's a big category, you know, and you know a lot about it. When you sit there as a teacher at Common Ground, and you're in a circle with everybody else, got their guitar on their lap, just like you have yours on your lap. What do you think it is? What's the main thing that you can impart to those people as the resident expert?
I would say that all the magic that they are looking for is right inside of them. Common Ground, I think, is a place that just is here to remind us of that. And it's very child-friendly. And I like that for several reasons. One of them, crazy about kids. The other is, who knows, they may be my audience in 10 or 20 years.
Yeah.
And I'll be this old dude they wheel out on stage. Walt and I have wheels out together.
That's right.
And you gotta think long-term.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, we're going to ask you to play another tune on our way out. But before we ask Guy Davis to play us out, a note about what's coming up Monday on Midday, as Major League Baseball enters the All-Star break. My guest will be sports reporter and author John Eisenberg. He's written a terrific new book called The Streak: Lou Gehrig, Cal Ripken Jr., and Baseball's Most Historic Record. It's a deep dive into baseball's two most iconic Ironmen, who were not baseball's only Ironmen. And John Eisenberg will join me to talk baseball Monday on Midday. We want to thank Marie-Louise Bistro for providing lunch today. They're located on Charles Street in Mount Vernon. They specialize in a blend of French, Italian, and Mediterranean cuisines. They're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, with brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Menu and reservations at Marie-Louise Bistro Catering. com. Midday's director and engineer is Luke Spicknall. Rob Sivek, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill produce our program. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded the Midday theme music. Our interns are Zandra Ellen, Roland Hugh, and Jen Schultz. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to turn it back over to bluesmaster Guy Davis. Guy's latest album is called Sonny and Brownie's Last Train, a look back at Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry. He'll perform tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Common Ground on the Hill Roots Music and Arts Festival at the Carroll County Farm Museum in Westminster, up in Carroll County. So come to WIPR.org/midday for a link to information. So, Guy, could you play us another tune?
Yes, I'm going to play a song I wrote called I'm Going to Shake It Like Sonny Did. And I ask for you people to please keep your sense of humor available to you, because we speak, women get spoken of in this song in sort of a low-down way, but understand, Walt and I, we look up to low-down women, because if it wasn't for low-down women, I wouldn't have a career, because I'm a blues man. So here it goes. I'm
looking up
like
to some low-down women with Guy Davis here in Studio A.
I could live in the desert, I could crawl through the sand, I could swim in the ocean. I could walk on dry land. But when it comes to making music, I'm the kid and I'm gonna shake it like Sonny did. If I die tomorrow, if I die today, if this harmonica's got choked itself to death there. If I go up to heaven or down the other way, when it, you know, I don't think I can finish this song on this harp because it just died.
The harp died.
The harp died.
Right in the middle of the tune.
In the middle of the tune. I can tell you some of the rest of the words.
All right, do that.
Way. When they find that coffin and they pop the lid, I'm going to jump out shaking like Sonny did. I'm going to have to leave it right there. This harmonica is probably, it probably needs to be dipped in bourbon is what I'm thinking.
There you go.
I ain't going to find any this weekend because we're going to be having a kid-friendly time.
As a kid-friendly time. All right, so you can dip it in bourbon on Sunday. All right, well, it's great to have you here in our studio. I appreciate you bringing the harp, regardless of the shape that it's in, and your guitar. And, Walt, Michael, good to see you guys both.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful time tomorrow at Common Ground on the Hill. I'm Tom Hall. You're listening to Midday. Thanks for being with us. Have a great weekend.